A town in the Czech Republic is taking unusual measures to combat the problem of homeless people bothering other members of the public. The town council plans to ban lying, sitting, or even leaning on concrete waste bins, flights of steps, and patches of grass. The town's mayor says the ban is a last-ditch solution after all other means failed. But homeless advocacy groups say the plan is ridiculous. Rob Cameron has more.
Many towns in the Czech Republic have small numbers of homeless people, down on their luck, living rough and begging passers-by for a few crowns to buy alcohol or cigarettes. It's hardly a novel situation and one that can be found all over Europe. But one small town, Horní Slavkov in West Bohemia, has had enough. There are only a dozen or so homeless people in this town of 5,000, but they congregate in several central locations and, according to the authorities, bother the locals. The town's mayor, Jana Vildemutsova, told me about the problem.
They sit there, lie there, they even urinate there. Lots of local people are afraid to let their children near these places, and older people are also afraid. So for this reason, we've decided to issue a new regulation targeting this group of people. Using the regulation, our local police will either ask them to move on to other parts of town where they won't be so visible, or they'll receive a fine.
Nebudou v ozovkách tolik na očích a nebo budou samozřejmě pokutováni.
The mayor says the new regulation would explicitly ban sitting, leaning or lying on curbs, flights of steps, waste bins and patches of grass in those areas of Horní Slavkov where homeless people are known to congregate. She says she has tried in vain to offer them community service or at least persuade them to find other areas of town to gather in. A ban on consuming alcohol in public also proved inadequate. Hence this proposed new bylaw, which would effectively criminalise the act of sitting on a public waste bin. The homeless charity Nadieja says that's simply ridiculous and will solve nothing. Nadieja's director is Ilya Hradecký.
Personally, I find it totally absurd that a town with 10 homeless people is incapable of looking after them. That's just sad and clearly suggests that they've neglected their social policy for too long. In the last 2 years, various projects from the European Social Fund have been announced across the country, where towns have been able to build shelters or halfway houses for the homeless. It strikes me as absurd that Horní Slavkov has been unable to look after its social policy.
Horní Slavkov, however, seems set on repression as a means of solving the problem and say they will press ahead with the unusual ban. The town's lawyers are currently ascertaining whether the ban would contravene Czech human rights legislation. If not, it could come into effect within a matter of months.
Rob Cameron reporting there on the situation in a town in the Czech Republic trying to implement new means of dealing with homeless people who allegedly bother other members of the public.